Geek Radio Daily for finally Frackin' Friday.
And if it
means nothing to you, I'm sorry, but for some of us it still means something, and that's fantastic. That means, you know, for the next 2 days, one of my two jobs I don't have to go to. Currently, I don't have to go to one of my two jobs, but for the weekend, I don't have to go to either one of them. It's fantastic. It's a beautiful thing. But basically, welcome to the Ides of May. I know. Don't email. I know. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks that are bringing it to you today, well, the man that actually enjoys being stuck at home on a weekend and not going anywhere because he got tired of doing everything else. That there's podcasting for Siegfried.
Finally got something better to do with my Saturdays than sit at the mall and watch Japanese girls laugh at normal conversation.
That's always funny. Me? I'm the guy that keeps you informed. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
You gotta handle it like CNN and the Weather Channel. Constant updates.
Constant. What happened, sir?
Well, first of all, happy Fallout 76 free weekend, guys.
Woo! Enjoy the bots.
You get to play it for free, and hopefully they've got an exterminator for all those bugs. 1672, the first U.S. copyright law is enacted by the state of Massachusetts.
You know, like Grand Theft Auto 5 is just going to be free for everyone on PC. 1718, the defense rapid fire gun, the world's first machine gun, is patented by a London lawyer, James Puckle.
1928, the animated short Plain Crazy features the first appearance of Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. It was released. The cartoon was co-directed by Walt Disney and Ub Iwerks. Iwerks, of course, is also the main animator for this short.
1935, at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia, Albert Einstein is awarded the Benjamin Franklin Medal for his outstanding fundamental contributions to theoretical physics, especially his relativity theory, which of course means the more successful you are, the more relatives you have.
1937, RCA demonstrates projection television with images enlarged to 8 feet by 10 feet at Institute of Radio Engineers Convention.
1940, McDonald's, which will grow into the world's largest chain of fast food restaurants, is founded when brothers Dick and Mac McDonald opened one on Route 66 in San Bernardino, California. Its menu consists of 25 items, mostly barbecue, real ribs, F a McRib.
1953, Stanley L. Miller publishes his paper on the synthesis of amino acids under conditions that simulate primordial Earth's atmosphere in the journal Science.
1957, Great Britain tests its first hydrogen bomb in the air off Christmas Island in the Central Pacific Ocean in Operation Grapple. Doing so, they become the third nation after the U.S. and Soviet Union with thermonuclear capabilities.
1958, the Soviet Union launches Sputnik 3, the first space laboratory. And it's spherical and just like Billy Flynn's head.
1959, intelligible voice messages bounced off the moon from Jordell Bank in the United Kingdom to the Cambridge Research Center in Massachusetts. It says, I hope this doesn't blow up the moon.
1960, the Soviet Union launches Sputnik 4. It's spherical and quite pointy at parts, just like Billy Flynn's head.
They loved that name. 1963, NASA astronaut L. Gordon Cooper blasts off aboard Faith 7 on the final mission of Project Mercury space program. He becomes the first American to spend more than a day in space.
1974, the first Unix users meeting organized by Lou Katz happens at Columbia University.
1993, a woman in Paris is surgically given two new lungs, both of which are cut from the single lung of a large man.
That, wow. 2003, Warner Brothers released the science fiction film Matrix Reloaded, directed by the Wachowski brothers and starring Keanu Reeves, Lawrence Fishburne, Carrie Ann Moss, and Hugo Weaving.
Again, if you'll let me, I'll email you the correct order to watch the Animatrix in, and if you watch the first movie, the order that I say, read one comic book, those next two movies are amazing. I enjoyed them. 2010, Google publicly admits to having mistakenly collected information sent over unencrypted private Wi-Fi networks for the past 3 years with its Street View cars. This potential privacy breach becomes public knowledge after German authorities audited the data collected by Google Street View. The company immediately ordered the practice discontinued. We want to know nothing! Birthdays?
Jamie Lynn Sigler's 39 from The Sopranos, Entourage, and Zootopia.
David Krumholtz is 42 from Adam's Family Values. He was in the live-action JLA pilot that we did a commentary for, the Santa Claus series, the Harold and Kumar series.
Chaz Palminteri, 68, from Oscar. God, I love that movie. Usual Suspects, damn good movie, and Mulholland Falls. Well, there's a couple of really good scenes.
Lainey Kazan is 80 from My Favorite Year, Harry and the Hendersons, and My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Born this day no longer with us in 1859, Pierre Curie, French physicist and academic, Nobel Prize laureate, and more importantly, husband to Marie Curie.
1905, Joseph Cotten from Citizen Kane, Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte, and the abominable Dr. Fibes.
Known for making bold moves. 1909, James Mason, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, North by Northwest. 59, Journey to the Center of the Earth, Frankenstein. The true story.
And in 1918, Joseph Wiseman, Dr. No, and of course Draco in Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
On CBS, we've got the greatest hashtag stay at home videos. Is that what we're calling America's funniest home video? Cheese boy. Bravery and Hope, 7 days on the front line, and a rerun of Blue Bloods.
ABC, Shark Tank, and 2020. If it was Shark Tank 2020, I might be interested.
just Barbara Walters fighting a shark. NBC has a new Blacklist and Dateline Paramount.
On Fox, the new WWE Friday Night SmackDown.
CW has the 21st anniversary special of a new Masters of Illusion.
Freeform is showing the 2010 Alice in Wonderland, so there's a third of a good movie in there.
AMC is Gladiator.
I bet he is. A&E has got a new live PID.
Every time I think
I know, FX, right? Horrible.
Hangover Part 3, which didn't skip it.
Speaking of horrible, FXX The Simpsons, Trust But Clarify, There Will Be Buds, and The Last Traction Hero.
FXM has Mother! And Big Son story.
Just killed. BBC America's got Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. So It Begins.
Siffy has The Fifth Element.
Is there a worse Robin Hood movie than the Kevin Costner one? I really don't know. TBS has Dumb and Dumber.
It's good, but not for the right reasons.
Right, that's true.
The Rusty Spoon. TNT has Rush Hour and Rush Hour 2.
Call Off Christmas! The only reason to watch that movie is for the villain. Yep. I swear to God. Yep. Science Channel, it's How It's Made Marathon.
VH1 has RuPaul's Drag Race Secret Celebrity Edition.
But tonight we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network. A bride-to-be becomes suspicious of her fiancé's family while planning their wedding at his remote countryside estate. Anna Hutchinson and Audrey Landers star in Engaged to a Psycho.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. When a mobster that Chad knows is killed, he checks it out. Everybody thinks that this guy was killed by a burglar, but later, Chad and Abby learn that one of the man's sons, who's also a wild playboy, brought home a girl with him. When his father saw him, they had an argument, then he was killed. Chad finds the girl, but her account of what happened is a bit off. He thinks there's more going on, because that's because Chad is determined. The best cop out there. In fact, he's a chaser, a stalker, a trapper. From a certain point of view, a predator. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Ooh, it's time to check your mailbox.
Hi, geeks. Looking forward to a sequel to The Big Lebowski. It's sort of a sidequel, but sure. No, Rich, I don't know how to beat Billy at Rock, Paper, Scissors because I don't know what beats Lizard Spock. Unless it's Madame Vastra or Dr. Ruth, the former Israeli army sniper, or the Time Lord. But it is nice to know for absolutely sure that some country other than where anime originated hasn't been creating the longest-running anime. Other than my family doing a group email thread with Reply All so we can all read what's going on with each other's household, I barely remember even using Reply All. I think I've used it with my Sunday school to ask for help for other friends. Then you're so lucky. I could see how Reply All could grow exponentially. Oh yeah, I guess that's one thing that's good about my not having grown up with computers and not having had a successful working life from only being able to get back to college in my 40s. I have to contemplate consciously before using Reply All occurs to me. Feels good to know that I'm part of the solution, even a small one. Thanks. And that is from Bill. Well, Bill, thank you for being part of the solution. We need more people that are solutions and not, when solutions, I don't mean like a liquid thing. I'd hate to put you in a blender. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. If you'd like to drop us a note, please do. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. And yes, let's talk about it. Next Saturday, next weekend, we're going to play poker, a big GRD poker tournament. Hopefully there'll be hundreds, if not thousands of everybody. Okay, that's a little ridiculous, but it would be awesome. But let us know. Send that message or, of course, dial the voicemail number or send us a text. And if you do, put your name in it because your name doesn't get attached to texts. Weird. That number that you need is
510-GRD-CREW.
Why can't I stop doing jazz hands?
Just adding emphasis, man. That's all it is.
Yeah, but if only they could see it.
This is Phil Collinson. You're listening to Radio Free Scaro.
Anyone who might listen to this in the UK,
you will guffaw with amazement.
Yeah, it looks like you need a Piers Winger in here. That's a load-bearing winger.
I feel the impact of Torchwood.
When we had such hope for the character. Thinking, oh, wow, look at Adric. He's great. I'm sure he's starting off a little shaky here, but he'll come around.
Good.
We've riled them up.
Do we need all these singing type things for a bunch of nerds?
Pardon me, Pedantor.
That's me, Pedantor of the gutter.
There's the typical Burgess modesty we've all come to know and loathe.
This show has always been about warts and all, by God, and we'll keep doing it.
It's up on RadioFreeScarrow.com.
Hooray!
Hi, kids. Space Ghost here, and you are barking a happy tune with Geek Radio Daily.
Oh, what the heck is that?
I don't know, but they sure smell like bad cup of soup.
Everybody does now. Come on. Psh. We really need the Febreze Ninjas in this current day and age of ours.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah, and they're still coming out, and, you know, sometimes safely and sometimes apparently not. But let's find out. What's available, sir?
Well, from streaming only. Big surprise there. The first full-length animated Scooby-Doo adventure for the big screen is, of course, the never-before-told stories of Scooby-Doo's origins and the greatest mystery in the career of Mystery Incorporated. Ken Jeong, Mark Wahlberg, and Tracy Morgan star in Scoob.
In limited release, which really should just be streaming as well, in the twilight of the 50s, on one fateful night in New Mexico, a young winsome switchboard operator, Faye, and a charismatic radio DJ, Everett, discover a strange audio frequency that could change their small town and the future forever! Dropped phone calls, AM radio signals, secret reels of tape forgotten in a library, switchboards, cross patch lines, and an anonymous phone call lead Faye and Everett on a scavenger hunt toward the unknown. Andrew Patterson, Sierra McCormick, and James Montague star in The Vast of Night.
With the new Scooby-Doo movie coming out, look, for some of us, that's not enough animals that are way too big. And if you're like me, then you're going to want to check out Svengoolie on MeTV this Saturday night. See, he knows what you want. Do you think that a giant prehistoric praying mantis recently freed from the Arctic ice is going to be in a good mood? No! Where it voraciously preys on American military at the dew line, then works its way south. So Craig Stevens and William Hopper attempt to live the day that was engulfed in terror against the deadly mantis.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Disney is diving deeper and deeper into their animation library for live action, with them already having adapted their most classic gems like Beauty and the Beast, Jungle Book, Lion King, and Aladdin, and for some reason Lady and the Tramp, but now they're going for Atlantis, the Lost Empire.
It's been my experience, when you hit bottom, the only place to go is up.
Disney is currently in early development for the almost great and completely underappreciated Atlantis, the Lost Empire. No real details surrounding it, which makes sense since the early stages, but I could take a second to say, good job, Disney. Pick something that was good but slightly off and redo it. At least, that's PRS's decision.
Oh, my decision? I think we've seen how effective my decisions have been.
Let us also remember that today's tech can make an absolutely beautiful Atlantis.
Just ask Aquaman.
The original story followed academic Milo Thatch, who sets out on a mission to discover the lost city of Atlantis, and doing so will prove him and his grandfather right. Therefore, restoring credibility with the academic community, he puts together a team to help him make that trip using a journal leading to the supposed island. Along the way, he has an adventure, learns about himself, and restores his family name.
Check, check, and check. All the things required in a Disney movie.
Oh, and he also leads a bunch of plundering vandals to the greatest archaeological find in recorded history, thus enabling the kidnap and or murder of the royal family, not to mention personally delivering the most powerful force known to man into the hands of a mercenary nutcase who's probably going to sell it to the Kaiser!
Oh, wait. Are we sure that this is Atlantis and not a gritty reboot of the National Treasure franchise?
And it's got an 80% chance of starring Tom Holland. You know, that guy who likes really old movies like Atlantis, The Lost Empire.
Walt Disney Studios has announced that Fox's X-Men spin-off feature, The New Mutants, is not coming to Disney Plus and has a new theatrical release date. This time it will open August 28th this year.
After 3 years, are they still New Mutants?
The New Mutants was filmed in 2017 and was expected to be released on April 13th, 2018. But then it got pushed back to February 22nd, 2019, and then again to August 2nd, 2019.
May I introduce you to the real X-Men of the future? From the past.
Reshoots and studio struggles pushed the film back again. A trailer was released and many expected it to arrive this summer. But the coronavirus pandemic pushed it back once again.
The mutants told the suits to cooperate, and they said, to coin a phrase, we really do have ways of making you talk.
After all this time, New Mutants will finally get a release. Provided the second wave of COVID-19 doesn't shut things down yet again, or maybe it gets released and as people are in the theater, everything gets shut down, locking you in. then that place takes your greatest fear and makes you live through it until it kills you. Or maybe. No one really cares anymore.
AMC announced that it secured the exclusive rights to produce projects based on Anne Rice's The Vampire Chronicles and The Lives of the Mayfair Witches, two series consisting of 18 different books, five or six of which are pretty good, including Interview with the Vampire and The Witching Hour. According to the network, it now has the rights to greenlight production of series and films under the AMC Studios brand, and Rice and her son Christopher will serve as the co-executive producers on all future projects.
The Hulu version fell through? Oh, that sucks.
It's always been my dream to see the worlds of my two biggest series united under a single roof so that filmmakers could explore the expansive and interconnected universe of my vampires and witches, Anne Rice said in a statement. The dream is now a reality, and the result is one of the most significant and thrilling deals of my long career, which shows that they are willing to do whatever it takes to put this together.
A singer can shatter glass with the proper high note, but the simplest way to break glass is simply to drop it on the floor.
Though AMC also announced that Friday Night Lights showrunner Roland Jones will be directly involved in the upcoming adaptation, the network didn't exactly specify what story we might expect to see on the small screen first, but given, you know, how much a new depiction of Lestat seems to be the focus of much of the buzz around this whole thing, it stands to reason it won't be long before he graces us with his presence as we wait for the end of the world!
As for Oblivion, well, we can wait a little while for that.
Again, no word on a target date, no word on a potential cast. All we know is we're getting what we all need. More Lestat, and hopefully, these vampires won't suck.
Burned. The streaming wars have brought a new life to Stephen King. Netflix did Gerald's Game in 1922. DirecTV got Mr. Mercedes. Apple TV Plus is developing Lizzie's Story. Hulu has Castle Rock. And HBO just enjoyed a huge ratings hit with The Outsider. HBO's parent company, Warner Brothers, will bring more movies at some point to join it. It Chapter 2 and Dr. Sleep and the recently announced revival. Now, reports that HBO Max is throwing its hat into the streaming wars to adapt King and Joe Hill's short story Throttle into a film.
So, you're saying that they are getting their motor running?
Hill is no stranger to the streaming wars either, having penned the graphic novel Lock and Key with artist Gabriel Rodriguez that was recently adapted into a series by Netflix. Throttle is a story about a father and son who lead a motorcycle gang being relentlessly pursued by a big rig.
Duel 2, even duelier.
If Throttle sounds a little familiar, that's intentional. It was originally included in a collection titled He is Legend, a tribute to influential author Richard Matheson. King and Hill's novella is a specific nod to Matheson's story Duel, which was famously adapted into a film by young Steven Spielberg. So it's an homage.
Which is French for copy?
The adaptation will be written by Lee Dana Jackson from Sleepy Hollow and Raising Dion, and produced by David S. Goyer of The Dark Knight, Terminator Dark Fate, with Keith Levine. Obviously, there's no news of when production might begin just yet, as pretty much everything is still shut down.
But when they do, they're going to put the pedal to the metal.
Well, you never know. You just never know. You just go along figuring some things don't change ever. Like being able to drive on a public highway without someone trying to murder you.
You know, if it's set now with everybody at home, it's more open road to get away.
Yeah, you got to figure that the scores in Death Race are real low.
3 years after the series finale, the cast and crew of the BBC America drama Orphan Black are reuniting for a two-episode virtual table read.
How fitting you return to your cage. All lab rats do in the end.
The virtual event will take place on the series' Facebook page on May 17th and will afterwards be available in the BBC America app. The table read reunites the series' regulars Tatiana Malsani, Maria Doyle Kennedy, Jordan Gavaris, Kristen Bruhn, Kevin Hunchard, Dylan Bruce, Evelyn Brochu, along with series creators Graeme Manson, John Fawcett. And they're going to be reading the season one episodes Variations Under Domestication and Parts Developed in an Unusual Manner, all while having drinks and eating frittatas.
Ah, the frittata. Go-to brunch for lazy lovers. Rachel's a foodie too, and only a fluffy frittata will she abide.
The event will commemorate Mental Health Awareness Month and the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia, with viewers encouraged to donate to nonprofit organizations Centrelink and Sistering. Malsani spoke about the importance of supporting such causes. We wanted to show love to Clone Club and help raise some money for people who are disproportionately affected during this difficult time, I said in a horrible accent. Our LGBTQ fans have always been deeply important to us. Our show was always about family and community and sisterhood, so bringing us all back together for this just felt right.
Your support just gives us the strength and courage to keep exposing the lies of big cosmetics.
The critically acclaimed series ran for 5 seasons on BBC America from 2013 to 2017, just about the time New Mutants was coming out. Over the course of its run, it received a Peabody Award and several Canadian Screen Awards, with Malsani taking home an Emmy for Lead Actress in a Drama Series, because she was amazing, and a proposed spinoff is currently in the works at AMC.
Maybe it'll be a crossover with Dollhouse?
Just remember, my loves, death is nothing at all. I've only slipped into the next room. You can call me by my old familiar name with no sorrow in your tone. I promise we'll laugh at this difficult parting when we meet again. All my love. So quick, just double your pleasure and double your fun. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com.
Tatiana Maslany, I'm fine with that.
Dude, oh my goodness. I don't. She made a joke about how her hair looks right now. I don't care how your hair looks right now. I'm staring into those deep pools of eyes that you have, and I am just lost and splashing. Please throw me a line, won't you? I'd hate to drown in you. Oh, that just sounds wrong. Drop us.
We don't encourage you swimming in other people's eyes. Wait at least a half hour after eating.
Just do it metaphorically. Drop us a note at podcast@geekradiodaily.com or give us a call or a text to
510-GRD.
And we'll see you, yo.
What do you think? It stinks.
Man, game over, man. Game over.
Good night, suckers.
Got to put that in post. I accidentally hit right click and it wanted to screw up. So let me do this.
Clumsy effort, Mr. Bond. You disappoint me. I'm not a fool, so please do not treat me as one. And that table knife, please put it back.
Oh, we can't all be geniuses, can we? Tell me, does the toppling of American missiles really compensate for having no hands?
Missiles are only the first step to prove our power.
Our power? With your disregard for human life, you must be working for the East.
East, West, just points of the compass, each as stupid as the other. I'm a member of Spectre.
Spectre?
Spectre. Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion. The 4 great cornerstones of power, headed by the greatest brains in the world.
Correction. Criminal brains.
The successful criminal brain is always superior. It has to be.
Why become criminal? I'm sure the West would welcome a scientist of your caliber.
The Americans are fools. I offered my services, they refused. So did the East. Now they can both pay for their mistake.